What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and welcome to another tablet unboxing video. In today's video, I'm going to be unboxing the S6 Lite for 2022. Now, keep in mind, this is an open box model, and I'm going to be honest with you guys right up front. I misplaced the brick, the actual white brick that was in the box. So, I'm going to be using the black brick for today for demonstration purposes as to how the wattage and the charger will function, because this basically is the same wattage. But let's go ahead and get this thing out of the box, and let's take a look inside and see what we have in the box. So the first thing that you'll notice in the box is that typically when you get a box that has the Samsung S6 Lite in it for the first time, you will have a white protective, I guess it's like a little fabric wrapper on it, and that's going to protect the tablet. Now, since this is an open box model, and since I have already set it up and opened it already, since purchasing this open box model, the tablet is not inside of that fabric. However, just know that you guys will get a fabric cloth to cover the tablet. So let's go ahead and peel this tablet back off. And if I can get to it, oh shoot, hold on. Seems to be a little bit stuck in here. You know what, let's do this. Sorry about that. Gotta get this tablet out of the box. Alright, so the first thing you'll notice is you have the tablet itself. Now this thing is 10.4 inches, and it does not have the pins for the keyboard, because it's not an S6, or it's not the primary line. It's kind of closer to the A model, but also between the S and the A model, so it's kind of in between. So you will get faster performance, you will get the pin support, of course, you get the build quality, because this thing is, wow, this is really hard to flex aluminum. But the other thing you will see is that it will not have the keyboard pins to connect the keyboard to it, or at least not the DeX keyboard, because it is wedged in between the A line and the primary S line. So you will not have that. You will, if you're not like me and misplaced the brick, have the brick in the box. Obviously. Which you don't usually get with their flagship models. This is a lower range spec anyway, so it was nice of them to include the adapter in the box. That I lost. And then here's the cord. So there's the white cord. The charger is 15 watts, so for demonstration purposes, your brick will not look like this. It will have a little bit of a different shape, and in most cases it will be white. And then you get your S Pen, not a Bluetooth S Pen. This is a passive S Pen, which means, yes, it does work with any Samsung device, but it does not need to be paired, and also does not require Bluetooth to enable it. So if you have a S9 Ultra or any other S Pen, or any other S device, I should say, this will work with those devices. Just keep that in mind. So if you do lose your Bluetooth S Pen and you have an S6 Lite lying around the house that you never got rid of the S Pen, there you go. There's your S Pen. Now, powering this on for the first time, you will see that you always have your Samsung and your Google Play Store support apps out of the box. And if you go to your settings and you scroll down to your About Me section, you will see at the very bottom where it says About Tablet that in this particular instance, it has been upgraded to Android 14. This was actually Android 13 out of the box, but this thing is, as of 2024, is compatible with Android 14. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it released in 2022, like late 2022, early 2022. So it did start with Android 12, and then 2023 was 13. So if we're lucky, and that's if we're lucky, because they promised 3 years, but those 3 years can be kind of finicky depending on when the tablet releases and what the release schedule is of the operating system. You might, and notice keyword, you might, there's only a 27% chance, and that's very slim, that you might get an Android 15 and a couple more security patches on this. you might get Android 15. That's not guaranteed. But if you do get Android 15, that's good. But no guarantee, because like I said, the earlier it's released in 2022, the less likely it is to get Android 15, at least from this standpoint, if you're looking at it from a yearly perspective. But, you know, with each update cycle, sometimes the exact release date can vary from year to year, so you might get an occasional slip in of like an extra update or two here and there. So that's always good to see if they do that. And another thing you will notice about the SKUs is that, first off, there is a Wi-Fi SKU and there is a 5G LTE SKU here in America. At least now there is. Prior, I think the LTE SKU was only available in certain regions. So do check your region to see if there's an LTE SKU available. For reference, I have the Wi-Fi SKU and I have the 64GB of memory version and the 4GB of RAM version. And you can get 128GB, and I also popped a 128GB SD card in here. Now let me show you a trick, and I did this on my A8 video as well. If you go to, let's see, I want to say it's software, and you tap on build number 10 times, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you'll get developer mode. You go into developer options, and if you want your apps to go to the SD card because they removed that feature, and you want to force it to go over there because you want to put your apps on the SD card, obviously, then what you would do is you would scroll all the way down to apps, scroll down to this setting here where it says force allow apps on external. You will tap that. And whichever app you want to go to your SD card, that is not the default app. So it cannot be pre-installed with the OS. It has to be an app that you either install or that is installed afterwards. And it can be a Google app, but if it's a Google app that came by default, it will not work. This only works for new apps and apps that are Google-based that are installed by the user. So, when you do this, it will allow you to switch your apps to your SD card from the storage, and I'll show you how you do that. For example, let's say I wanted to do, we'll say I wanted to do Asphalt 9, and it's already in the external storage. But it wouldn't let me do that without the developer options. Once it's turned on, you can see that it'll say change. And when you do change it to the external storage, it will actually go through. As if you did not have that developer option turned on, even if you could see the SD card, you would get an error message saying that the transfer to the SD card failed. In some cases, depending on your processor model, you may get an error anyways because it's slow and it gets timed out. I've had that happen on my Samsung phone. It's an A53 5G, and it's a way faster processor, and it still has that issue when I try to do it. So it could be an issue with the device, so just keep that in mind. It's not 100% guaranteed to work, but on most devices, it does work. Now, this is a Snapdragon 720G processor, or depending on when you get it and what model you get, you might get a random wild card and get a 732G, as I've seen some people who have gotten those in their tablet before. I have seen that happen, but base spec, 99% of the time, you're going to get 720G, and that's fast enough. Say I want to browse YouTube, or I want to do some Discord, don't need to look at my messages, or I want to do some X, maybe some Twitter, then I can just pop one of those apps up, and processor works fine. If you want to do some light gaming or some medium gaming, Minecraft runs, PUBG runs to an extent, Asphalt 9 runs, Temple Run, obviously, older game, Temple Run 2, Warface, and even if you want to do your cloud gaming, which is Wi-Fi reliant, and not so much as hardware reliant, you can run that stuff on this tablet. You just will have to crank the settings down a little bit on some games. Like with Minecraft, I had to turn my chunks down to 5, and my fancy graphics, all that stuff had to be turned off, and I had to turn my anti-aliasing to 4, the default, and it worked just fine for casual play on Minecraft. And please note that if you are a marketplace map user in Minecraft, that will not work necessarily. It will lag quite a bit, but just for general everyday use for gaming, some of these games do run pretty well. Now I'm going to show you guys how to do split screen. Now, depending on your preference, you may want it in portrait mode, or you may want it in landscape mode. And by default, if you rotate it automatically goes into landscape mode. Some of their phones don't do that. Like, I think my A53, when I first got it, I think it was disabled by default. But if you have a tablet, it's going to auto rotate. And you can always disable that if you don't want it. Like, you click here where you have these arrows and the phone in the middle, the icon, and it'll disable the auto rotate. So now you see, does not rotate. Now let's go ahead and show you the split screen. Let's say I have YouTube open, right? And I want to do split screen. And let's say I have Discord or the Google Play Store open. I'll open Discord. Then sometimes, depending on the tablet, you can swipe to either side and drag and hold. It'll go to that window. This tablet, I could not get that to work. In the event you can't do that, you will tap here, hit open in split screen view. It's going to open on the side. You can also, if you want to, and if you really want to, because I've seen this before, you actually can, if I can find it, rotate it to the bottom, which, I mean, I've seen that happen before. Not quite sure why it's not doing it right now, but I've seen it done before on this tablet, so I know it can be done. But anyways, if you want to open the Play Store, you open the Play Store and you'll get it in split screen view. Now, if you rotate it, your apps will automatically resize themselves. Your Discord will probably refresh. Depending on the app, your app might refresh on the left and your thing will appear side by side. Now let's say for whatever reason you want to do another application, which this thing probably won't let me do it like this. Like I'm trying to do it like this because see, I'm trying to do it like this, but for some reason it doesn't want to let me do that. So if you do try to do a third application, probably not. I'm gonna guess, I know you probably can do it, but there's, see, with these S6 lights, there's a certain way you have to do certain things because they're not necessarily flagship spec. So there is a certain way you have to do certain things, and because of the size of the device, some split screen methods are not really optimal, or I should say not optimal, I shouldn't say not optimal. I should say it's more of it's optimal, but the way you do it, the method in which you get to that point is going to be a little bit different. And in some cases, depending on what you're trying to do, might not necessarily work. So just keep that in mind. I know I'm ranting on. It's been 13 minutes already. I woke up at 5:40 and I'm tired, so please bear with me here. But there you also see that you have one, you did see that you have One UI 6 on Android 14. I did show you that. So one of the things with One UI 6 is you can drag tiles like this to the home screen. You just have to tap on widgets and tap the one that you want. New One UI means that you get access to all of these different features, and you can tap on whichever app you want, and you can add that widget to the home screen. Now, let's say for some reason you want to use DeX mode, because Samsung S6 Lite does support DeX mode. Now, with the new Android 14, you have two versions of DeX mode instead of one like you used to. So now you have the, and keep in mind, it still will close your apps when you exit out of Dex mode. It still will do that. But now, instead of having the classic laptop experience or by itself, if you have a keyboard, you now have the Dex mode tablet experience as well. So you'll have the classic mode, which is laptop mode, and then you'll have the new laptop mode, which is also more optimized for tablets, say if you want to use Dex mode, but you don't want to connect a keyboard, or if you do have a keyboard and you don't have the trackpad version and you don't want to attach a mouse directly to your tablet, then you can click on the new version, and what the new version will do is it'll keep all of your home screen apps in the same layout. See how it did that? It popped up like a taskbar. It'll keep them all in the same layout. You can go back to the home screen the same way you would with the tablet mode, the regular tablet mode, but now you have a taskbar, you still have access to all your apps, and you can access the taskbar with your dock at the bottom like that, and you can scroll from app drawer to app drawer, and it works just like your normal tablet would, but it still will be optimized for keyboard and mouse. So that's a nifty little feature there. And like I said, when you exit Dex mode, in most cases, it will close your apps. Now, see, with mine, it just... And actually, that's interesting, because with mine, it didn't close my apps. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it won't close your apps necessarily, depending on what you have open. Let me know in the comments down below if yours closes out your apps when you do that, because mine, for some reason, did not do that. So that's pretty impressive. You don't have to... If you do it in the new Dex mode, because it's a tablet, it still retains their tablet home screen, you don't necessarily have to refresh the entire thing. So that's pretty cool. So now, I'm going to do a sound test. Listen to this. They are dual speakers, dual stereo, and you also have a headphone jack on this. I forgot to mention that in the build quality. You have a headphone jack in this. So, if you do prefer to use wired headphones, then you guys can. And not only that, but if you prefer to use the Type-C port with your headphones from Samsung, you have Samsung headphones that have a Type-C cord at the end of it. You can still plug these in to the charging port. Yes, you will lose a charging port, but you can still do that on this tablet. You can still plug it in and use them as regular headphones. It still supports that. Now, if you want to charge the laptop, you might end up having to use a splitter or use the headphone jack. But if you're okay and you have 100% of battery, and this is, I believe, a 7,000 milliamp hour battery, you can use the USB-C port when you have full battery, of course, to play music or listen to stuff through your headphones. Now, just for purposes of copyright, I'm going to look up an NCS. We're going to turn the volume, or I'm going to turn the volume to a certain amount of bass. Turn it up to maybe about 50%. And let you guys hear the sound quality on it. Here it is at 80%. Sounds pretty good, right? And the main thing with the speakers is if you want to, you can enable Dolby Atmos from the settings. You'll do that by going to audio, going to sound, and then sound quality and effects. You can enable Dolby Atmos, and that'll make it sound even better. You can enable movie and auto mode. Now, I had my Dolby Atmos enabled there, so that is what it will sound like with Dolby Atmos. If you do not want Dolby Atmos on, you guys can always toggle that off, but I think Dolby Atmos makes it sound a lot better. So the very last thing before I wrap this video up is I also wanted to show you guys the note-taking features on this device. Don't worry, you guys, I did not forget about that. This is for my students out there who are also in college, just like me. Yes, because it has the S Pen, you can take notes with the device. Now, for my sake, I'm going to open up a new note. Let's say you want to draw. Then I'll just put, I'll select a color in the Notes app. And this also works with OneNote, I should say, too. Yeah. This, a test, ignore my bad grammar. You can write with it in any color you want, scribble on it, draw on it. And if you have this enabled, and you, or if it's, it's turned on by default, but if you do go in and enable it and you press on the near the screen, I'm trying to do it close to the pen button. Yeah, if you get really close to the screen and you want to press it, it's disabled on this. Say I'm close to the screen, I want to open up the app drawer for the pen. You can change these around in the settings by doing this and going to the Air command with the shortcuts. And you can change these around. Now, if you want to keep them by the default, you can, and you can change them to compact view as well. Now, just press button once by the screen. It opens this up. If you want OneNote, you open OneNote, open Samsung Notes. And let me show you something cool. So I have Gboard enabled, which is the Google keyboard. You can install that on the Google Play Store. If you use that on your phone and you're not used to the Samsung keyboard, it makes it a whole lot easier to type. If you do not wish to use the Google keyboard, the Samsung keyboard allows you to write to text. So let's say I want to visit, say I type in here, I want to visit google.com, and I don't know why I put a C there, I want to visit google.com, then I'll write in Google, it'll let me write it into the text box, and it'll search it for me when I hit enter. So that's a nifty little feature as well. Now let me know if you guys like this video. I promise I will do some more videos in the future like this. It's a rarity for me because of finance and all that. Getting these devices can take weeks or months to acquire for these types of videos. So, I don't know, maybe you want to send in a little donation, maybe you don't, but if you do decide to send a little donation, that does help with that, and I'm open to that, it's fine. That's personal preference though, and I'm not asking for donations necessarily. That's just if you want to, you guys can cash at me, whatever. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. Cause I mean, if I'm doing a good job and you feel like I deserve to, you know, be able to produce more videos like that, and you want me to have to be able to do that for you, then I'm okay with that. If you want to cash at me or PayPal me, I'm okay. I'm not asking for a donation. You don't have to, but I'm just letting you guys know if you do decide to do that, I am perfectly okay with that. That is perfectly fine by me. And I'll leave those in the description as well, so you guys know what my Cash App is if you do decide to donate for whatever reason. Even if it's like a dollar or two, I mean, hey, thank you, and I'm open to it. It's fine, because it's not going to really hurt me or help me, or, well, not necessarily help me. I would just say it's not really going to hurt me, but it's not really gonna matter much in terms of, like, you know, how some creators won't let you send them stuff because of tax purposes and all that. Don't worry about that. If you want to send me a donation, that's perfectly fine. I am perfectly okay to that, and I thank you in advance if you do decide to do that. That's personal choice. Now, if you guys do enjoy this video, please like, comment, and subscribe. I'm sorry it took so long for me to get through a lot of this. There's a lot to cover. And in the future, I will try to have more of these. So, thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys in the next video.